Welcome to this introduction to the exercise Run Towards the Demon. My name is Greg Berdoulis, and I'll be your guide using your imagination to engage and transform your greatest difficulties. All of us have problems or difficulties of one sort or another. Do you know anyone who doesn't? Some of our problems are not that big a deal and are easy to manage or even solve. And some difficulties have been with us for a long time, and we still don't understand what they're really about or why they are in our lives. Choose one hardship to use for this exercise. Don't make it your biggest or worst. Choose one that is for real, but not overwhelming. You can choose the big stuff next time. The following exercise is designed to help you understand the difficulty in a new way and give you insight into why it's in your life and what you can do about it. This exercise has generated insight when used with insomnia, money, illness, depression, and problematic relationships. For best results, allow this to be an experience unlike any you've had before. If you do this exercise numerous times, let each time be fresh to allow for brand new insights. Come to this with a curious beginner's mind and see what you can learn. This exercise will use metaphor and the imagination to tap your subconscious mind, which will allow you to visualize your difficulty and have a conversation with it. I will guide you from start to finish. If this exercise seems too much for you at any time, feel free to stop. If you have any psychiatric condition or suspect that you may have some difficulties working with the imagination, please do this work with a healthcare provider. This exercise invites your subconscious to play a role. To allow for that, remember how the dream world feels and try to re-experience it. At a certain point, an image of your difficulty will appear. You know when an image has arisen from the subconscious because you have a sense that you did not create it. Relinquish control over the image your subconscious has created. Allow it autonomy to move or speak on its own. You will enter into a structured dialogue with the image. Stay focused on the image and its answers, because this is the richest part of the experience, where you learn from the deeper, broader parts of your mind. This process requires you to balance right brain and left brain functions because emotional feelings and analytical thoughts both have roles to play. Let go of controlling the image, but at the same time, do not worry if it seems that you are making it up. Instead of expecting or anticipating, patiently listen to the image so as not to put words in the image's mouth. Information from the subconscious is easily forgotten and lost unless it is recorded. At the end of the exercise, there will be time to write down notes from your experience, so keep a pen and paper handy. Once your notes have been written, use the remaining time to pause and ponder, without overanalyzing, what you have just experienced. Consider if poetry, storytelling, art, or movement might serve to further explore the experience. The insight might immediately offer you a new perspective that dissolves the problem, even if the situation remains difficult. Other times, all you will be able to do is reside within the mystery of it, patiently allowing it to communicate on its own terms and time. finally, find a way to integrate your insights in a healthy way into your day-to-day reality so you may live a fuller, richer, and more authentic life. When you're ready to get started, close the door, silence your phone, and play the audio track Run Towards the Demon.